Well, last week we just could not have the newsroom because, of course, we did have a football game, the Super Falcons in action. But this week we are back, and after a bit of bad news, we begin today's edition of the show on a sad note. And that's as a result of the recent boat mishaps that claimed a total of 19 lives last week. 19 lives in just 1 week. These incidents were made worse with the flooding in different parts of the state. I wasn't in Lagos State, but I heard the stories. In fact, I saw pictures and I saw videos. I saw a bit of the flooding on Saturday when I got back from Port Harcourt, and it was not funny. Well, from there and all of the incidents that resulted in casualties, we will, of course, get into the political space because it's really, really charged as we speak. Yesterday, the APC presidential candidate and former governor of Lagos State, Ahmed Bola Tinubu, announced former Borno governor Kasim Shettima as his running mate. Well, of course, these will get us talking on the show this evening. My name is Ufoma Egbamono. I wouldn't say sadly, but the Shakumaku master is taking a bit of a break today. Happy Eid al-Kabir to all Muslim faithfuls out there. I hope you are having a good Salah celebrations. And of course, that's why our goal is also naughty. I will take my own break tomorrow. Nobody should tell me that I just came back from Levo. I will take my own break tomorrow. And but of course, before doing that, it promises to be a very, very insightful conversation on the show today. First off, we will begin the show from where a lot of Nigerians, have started that conversation. And it has to do, finally, with the APC selecting its vice presidential candidate. Well, there are loads and loads of comments and conversations about this particular choice by Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Kasim Shettima is his VP, and of course he will join Tinubu to carry the party's flag in the 2023 general elections. Well, I can tell you for a fact that Kasim Shettima was elected governor in 2011. He was also re-elected in 2015. During his time as governor, it didn't start during his time, but it exacerbated, so to speak, the deadly Boko Haram insurgency out there in Borno State, northeast Nigeria. And after he completed his eighth term, quite a good term, I have to say, so many plaudits, have gone his way. He was elected to represent the Borno Central District in the Senate in 2019. Well, he's not going back to the Senate. That's because he withdrew from the nomination, even though he was renominated, to become Tinubu's running mate. A lot of persons have actually applauded the decision, to actually have him. But some also do not find it funny. As we speak, the special advisor to the Deputy Senate President on Legal Matters, Daniel Bwala, has resigned his membership of the APC. And he says his decision is based on principles and conviction. The lawyer says all efforts in the country should gravitate towards uniting the people. Let's take a listen to him.
The argument they will make is that they will say that in the life of every politician, it comes to a point where you have to make a decision. And if your first decision as a candidate is a wrong one, there is no guarantee that the remainder of your presidency will be characterized by a right decision. So that's why I'm concerned that sense and reason should prevail so that Tinubu will do what we believe to be the right thing. Sometimes you take a right decision that is not popular, and you'll be surprised at the end of the day. That is the decision that will lead you. Barack Obama did that in the U.S., and we have seen the results. So you can do it in Nigeria as well.
That's, of course, Daniel Bwala, who's special advisor to the Deputy Senate President on Legal Matters. Also, We have also heard the story of a serving senator, Abu Ishaku, resigning from the Tinubu support group over the ticket. That's according to a report from the People's Gazette. He's quoted as saying, "It is very irresponsible of Tinubu to take his political survival over the stability and peace of Nigeria." For Tinubu now to be given the ticket and turn around to do what he couldn't achieve in 2015, despite opposition from Catholics and other Christian leaders, is extremely irresponsible. People's Gazette quotes the senator right there. But guess what? It's not all about those who, have opposed this particular choice. Some in the party, as well as other persons, have also welcomed it. The Deputy National Publicity Secretary of the ruling All Progressives Congress, Honorable Murtala Yakubu Ajaka, commended the choice of Senator Kashim Shettima as the party's VP candidate. He also asked Nigerians and real voters to ignore opposition parties' comments and sentiments about religion. Also, the Catholic Bishop of Sokoto Diocese, the popular Matthew Kuka, says everybody will choose depending on what they think will give them a fair chance in the election. And he says people would also take responsibility for their choices, and that as it is right now, it is left to Nigerians to actually decide if indeed that is the choice they want as we speak. Well, joining us on the show this evening to actually talk about this particular issue is an APC member right here in Lagos State. Sheriff Adekoya is joining us on the show this evening. Do we have Sheriff? Good evening to you, sir. Hello? Hello, good evening to you. Okay, it does look like we're having network issues getting through to Sheriff. We will try, and of course, get to him on the show. We did try also to reach the APC National Youth Leader, Dayo Israel. Unfortunately, we were unable to actually make that a connection earlier in the day to actually talk about this particular discussion that, of course, has generated a whole lot of conversation. Do we have Mr. Sheriff Adekoya right now? Hello? Okay, it does look like we're still having issues with, of course, reaching Mr. Sheriff. We'll try as much as possible to get that conversation. But guys, just before we get to him, we should talk more about this particular conversation, because to a large extent, it has generated a whole lot of controversy. We also wanted to talk about the choice of the Labour Party, but sadly also we were unable to get through to the chairman of the party who we wanted to be on the show this evening. So maybe we're going to postpone that conversation to possibly another week. For today, hopefully we can get through to the APC member right here in Lagos. It does look like I did hear, a news earlier today. Well, not necessarily a news from the bird's nest. I was told that there's some form of conversation, or rather some form of partying going on in the APC today. So it's like almost all the APC members are held up somewhere. Have we been able to connect through to him? Hello?
No, this is a caller.
Oh, okay. We will get to you, caller. Not to worry. Just hold on. We will get to you. Let us try and speak to the APC member, Mr. Adekoya. A very good evening to you, sir. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. How are you doing this beautiful evening?
I am very well. My name is Ufome Gbamuno. You are on Nigeria Info, the nation's finest talk station. And it's a pleasure to have you on the show today. Let's talk about the choice of your party's presidential flag bearer, who's decided he is going the route of the former Borno governor and senator as we speak. I'm talking about Kashim Shettima. Let's get your thoughts, first of all. What do you make of the choice of your party?
Well, good evening again, Nigeria. Good evening, Nigeria. I need to apologize for my voice. We've been talking all this. It has straight to the conversation. The church is a beautiful one.
Mm.
It is a beautiful one, of course. Every other thing that we do can definitely be a bit more than whatever you offer. But right now, this is the best. By permutation of election and the competency of winning and leading Nigeria forward, this is the best anyone could have done. Yes, Ashadi Bola Ahmed Tinubu, our national leader, our national flag bearer, has got nothing against his fees as regards competence, and he's from Southwest. Where would we have expected him to pick his running mate from? Definitely up north or any other part of the country where we are guaranteed of massive votes. So coming to the desk, Kassim Shettima, Senator Kassim Shettima is definitely one of the most difficult choices any politician of his caliber would or should and must have made. It's a beautiful one. It's all about winning from a competent perspective.
All right, so let me just take some excerpts from the statement from, of course, the presidential flag bearer, Bola Ahmed Tinubu. He says he is a Democrat, and as a Democrat, he must listen to and consult with the people and his advisors so that he may reform and govern wisely on their behalf. And he says this is what he's done. I'll take a listen to him again. He says, all my life, my decisions regarding the team around and supporting me have always been guided by the principles of competence, innovation, compassion, integrity, fairness, and adherence to excellence. When I was governor of Lagos State, these principles helped me assemble one of the most capable governing cabinets any state or this nation has ever seen. I trust enough in these principles to allow them to once more guide me to construct another exemplary team that can do Nigeria proud. Now, take a listen again. He says, I am mindful of the energetic discourse concerning the possible religion of my running mate. Just and noble people have talked to me about this. Some have counseled that I select a Christian to please the Christian community. Others have said I should pick a Muslim to appeal to the Muslim community. Clearly, I cannot do both. Both sides of the debate have impressive reason and passionate arguments supporting their position, but both arguments are right in their own way, but neither is right in the way that Nigeria needs at the moment. As president, I hope to govern this nation toward uncommon progress. This will require innovation. It will require steps never taken before. It will require decisions that are politically difficult and rare. Let me stop there. And I decided to read this quote, especially the part about, you know, people telling him to choose this or telling him to choose that. Now, he says this decision is going to be politically difficult. And many, including members of your party, I just played the voice of Daniel Bwala, who's a member of your party. And I've also talked about the story of a serving senator who says he's resigning from the Tinubu support group because he's not comfortable with the decision of the party. What do you say to your party members, you know, who have this notion, and to other Nigerians who possibly have reservations?
Well, that's a beautiful long read by you, but beyond the length of the quote that we took from our ever competent and deeply rooted leader, Ashadi Bola Ahmed Tinubu, you would understand the fact that every single word from that quote or from those quotes that you just gave us, they are well structured, they are super meshed together to deliver the thinking, and that thinking in itself is all encompassing. Now, I'll put it from one angle. The choice of a running mate in itself is mutually exhaustive. It is just one choice and one choice. And unfortunately, it is not mutually exhaustive as regards the interest of all of these people. You have Christians, you have pagans, you have worshippers, you have Muslims, you have Northerners. So when you do this permutation, if you throw it open and you go the way of mathematics, if you conduct permutation and combination analysis, the several options on the table that you can bring this forth would be much more than 100 choices. If you want a Northern Christian APC, a Northern Muslim APC, a Southwest Muslim APC, a North, you see, there are choices to be made. But what is paramount? There are two clear things, sentiment and objective on both sides. If you bring them together and strike the line of destiny, what we need is someone who has got a character, who has got the zeal, the competence, to complement the competence that we know, the track record that Ashwaji has delivered, 1999 to 2007. The magic will be the Lagos, 2007 to 2011. 2011 to 2015, the leadership he gave from behind. We need someone who would definitely do nothing but complement that. But in the case of complementing it, it is not just an executive position where you are unpicked or you just go for interview and you are employed or selected. It has to do with the election. An election in itself is democratic, and democracy in itself is hinged on the strength of numbers. So we need this number. But we will not blind ourselves away from competence and sentiment and emotion. So the only thing we need to tell people, APC members, non-APC members, is to just stay calm. Please understand us. We understand your emotions. What we have done will definitely fit well with the larger populace. What we have done will probably deliver a mixed feeling with a few others. So what do we need to do? We can't pick both choices. It's just one side of the coin that you have to. But you definitely pick the bigger that promises a better delivery at the poll and a better delivery post-poll at the post-election. So, Kassim Shettima, is he capable? Yes. What did he do in Borno? And Kassim anyway, he did well. What was his succession performance? Beautiful. Because you do not just adjure any office holder by what they were able to do while in office. What has his successor been able to do, has he been able to carry on the torch? Because that is a strong indication of who Kassim Shettima is, a further indication. And this is the person we have brought to deliver further on the goodwill and the dividend of democracy that we anticipate. So to me, and to you, and to every Nigerian, there are better and greener days ahead.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So if I heard your words clearly, you did make mention of, I heard a couple of times, numbers, you know, and you also made mention of the fact that if you're spoiled for choice, there's a majority and then there's the set of few persons. And, you know, because of numbers, you cannot satisfy the few persons, you know, to the detriment of the majority. So is it right for me to actually say that the choice of Kassim Shettima, irrespective of the reservations from some persons, including persons in your party, is more of strategic? You know, it's more of winning elections. Would I be right to say so?
You won't be wrong, but you would not be exhaustively right. You won't be right, but you will not be sufficiently right, because you'll be leaving out a few critical parts.
Please tell me those parts.
Number one, beyond just winning election, there is competence.
Okay.
Track record. Patriotism that he has shown. And besides, this is a selection coming from one of the most, or probably the most ravaged part of the country. How much more, or how well, do we tell them that we are with them in their time of struggle? We've seen what is happening in Northeast. Now, the choice is telling the Northeasterners that come the next 8 years, the next 4 years, we are going to lead this nation together. So you are going to see the stronger part of people from that angle, and you are going to see the stronger part of Nigeria on its new front. So you see, if the party has chosen or decided to pick anyone else from another party, there are a number of critical factors that will have to be considered. Competence and ability, how much grassroots has that person got, where is the structure, what is the strength, how sellable is that person's competence. You see, personality is critical. Leadership rides on the personality, which is the foundation You cannot just build a skyscraper on a foundation that is sinking. So we have brought His Excellency, Senator Kashim Shettima, a former governor of Benue, a serving senator, to align with a dogged visionary, so that we can have nothing short of the right leadership to take Nigeria forward. What the senator, the former governor, has done in nothing is laudable. What Ahmed Bola Tinubu, the Jagban, did in Lagos is super laudable. So what more can we yearn for the young leaders? So I understand sentiment and emotions are part of things that made us human. So we cannot, on any grounds, suppress them. It is not every time we suppress what we do, like what they do in psychoanalysis. But what we are saying, we need to pick the best of choices. The critical part is it competent? Is it sellable? Does it have the numbers? When we align its structure with the existing structure, are we going home? Are we closing home with victory? Yes, we are. So these are the critical parts. And these, I think, they are beautiful enough for us to start celebrating. And those who are still not seeing the clear part of the choices now, I hope in the next few hours, days, weeks, months, they will definitely join us on the train.
All right, just in case you just joined us, this is 99.3 Nigeria Info. The program is The Newsroom, where, of course, we get to take a look at the big stories that have occurred in the past week. My name is Ufomai Igbamono, and, of course, I've got APC member right here in Lagos, Sheriff Adekoya, on the show. Well, Mr. Sheriff, in the course of the conversations, I heard a lot of competence. And it's been a topical issue over the last couple of weeks and months of this discussion about, you know, the choices of VP candidates. Quite a number of persons have suggested that, you know, competence is a big factor. And I totally agree. We must actually look for competent people. But I would like to ask you a very straight question. Do you think, and this is something you can, you know, answer as a yes or no, do you think that religion, ethnicity, and tribal sentiments play a huge role in Nigeria's elections? Hello?
It does.
Okay. So for now that you said, of course, religion and ethnicity plays a large role, I'll move on to the next question, which is, for a multicultural society as Nigeria, a diverse society as Nigeria, do you think that having the two flag bearers of the party coming from one particular religion, do you think that's something that can sell in a multi-diverse country as Nigeria?
Well, yes, it will. You see, I probably would take your indulgence to take a leap into statistical analysis.
Okay.
We have got a whole lot of issues. There's something you call factor analysis. It's a critical part of decision making. And you see, when you conduct a factor analysis, you would realize that where you are presently, as a present as an anchor of one of the finance programs, one of the biggest radio stations, didn't just happen because you are female. And you're not sitting on that desk because you are a Christian. And it's not because you attended your secondary education in Lagos. And not because your parents love education in Lagos. All of these factors, when you bring them together and you throw them open into a statistical analysis, a thorough, an objective analysis, you realize that all of these factors that I've identified, you know, variables that have identified, they all have their quota that they have contributed to who you are, your partner, how happy you are, how much you earn, how much passion you have for this job, your background, the people you roll with, all of this. But it's not possible that you respect all of these factors at every point in time. One factor will deliver much more impact. So the factors that deliver more impact will need to be respected when that critical part is needed. I am sure the last time you flew or were part of a flight, you were not concerned if the captain was a female or a male, if the captain was a Christian or a Muslim, if the captain was Hindu or was Ogun worshiper, if the captain was from north east or northwest. why not? But yeah, this is democracy. It is beyond a blindfold conversation. Even at that, this factor, a multivariate analysis, would have told you that, yes, this guy is contributing 20%. This factor is contributing 9%. This is contributing 2%. All of these factors cannot be denied. But when you need to pick just one, you pick the one that is higher. Mm. When you need to pick another, you pick the next. So now, what I've said is, religion and tribalism, they are critical factors. And they are part of the factor that we should start learning to suppress. Mind my word, I'm not saying suppress the religion. I'm not saying suppress the ethnicity. No. I am saying we should bring competence ahead of all of these other sentiments.
Okay. All right.
So I have one of the things, I want to see where I hardly turn around and see the next guy sitting besides me being a Muslim or being a Yoruba or being a Lagos and a Jebu person. What I see is damage.
A competent person.
Where are we on this analysis? And it gives these figures and we deliver.
Okay.
So the beautiful thing is, this is democracy. The diversity must be respected. Of course, by the time we eventually win, and Ashwadi Bola Tinubu becomes the president, definitely Kashim Sajma becomes the vice president, there are other positions that the president, out of his magnanimity and the respect for the diversity of the people, will now say, okay, a northern Christian, probably Northwest, should be this. This person should be. That's when we now play the principle of
diversity. Okay, great analysis there. But let me just take you back to 7 years ago. So why did a Muslim ticket not work for the APC in 2014 and 2015?
How do you mean? I never saw anything like that.
Okay, let me rephrase the question. Your principal or your leader, who is now the presidential candidate of the APC, largely was suggested to be the vice president, or rather vice presidential candidate to President Buhari in 2014. He was rejected reportedly by a lot of your party members at the time because they believed that a Muslim candidate against a sitting president at the time would really not work or would send not so great signals to the general populace. And so I'm asking, if that was the decision, which of course has been corroborated by a lot of your party members, if that did not work in 2014, what makes you think it will work in 2023?
In 1992, 1993, the biggest election so far, the fairest election so far, where we had Are Kashimawu, Moshood, Olawale Abiola, MPO, and the flag bearer. Baba Ghana King Gide was the vice, and it was indeed a Muslim too. It was a Muslim ticket. Nigeria never broke. What we had was a strategic decision around built on two competent heads. So when we had the ACN, we fielded Ribadu, Nuhu Ribadu. And the vice was Tajuddin Fola Adeola, both Muslims. No case. We're in. I do not want to sound politically sentimental.
Please do, if that makes your case. If that makes your case, fine. No, do.
No, I am not. I will try as much as possible not to be. Because I am one of the... I pride myself as one of the thoroughbred grassroots, who is a thoroughbred a professional. So as one of the professionals in politics, I'm an IT consultant and assistant marketing communication expert. I've left some of the biggest brands in Nigeria. I'm sure if I mention this,
Sadly, we don't, Mr. Adekoya, apologies. Sadly, we don't have so much time, so I would need you to really, go straight to the answer.
So what I'm saying is the basic truth is, why do you go to war? You do not go to war to feel the respect other people's emotions, unless otherwise you are violating any written law. You get violating any written law about the war. But if winning is what you need to deliver, then you're always to be jubilating when you make mistakes.
Mm.
The truth is, people who want to use this as another cheap avenue to weaken the growth of APC and the popularity of this mandate. I have a question for them. If Asante Bola Ahmed Tinubu has picked or decided to pick someone from the northern extraction, who is the critic? In fact, a notable, let me look at a very popular, strong name, one of the persons that was expected from the northern extraction. Yes, his eminent, Reverend Matukuka. Will these people, these opponents of APC, would they have voted?
Mr. Adekoya, a very good question you've asked, but he did not pick Matthew Kuka. He picked Kashim Shettima. And somehow, you haven't answered my question. I asked. The question is, it did not work in 2014. You referred me to 1992. Absolutely great. You talked about 2011. Unfortunately, your party did not win at the time. And I'm saying, if it did not work in 2014, 7 years after, unfortunately, the unity, some would argue that the unity we have in 2022 in Nigeria is a lot worse than it used to be 7 years ago, and even worse than it used to be in 1992. Again, if that Muslim candidature did not sail in 2014, what makes you think quickly in a minute that it will work in 2022?
Okay, well, like I said earlier, religion is a critical factor, but in this, on this table right now, it is not.
Okay.
What is important right now is the representation of the diversity of Nigerians. So, as I said, Tinubu is of southwestern extraction. Kazim Shettima is of northeast. That alone is a critical factor that is bigger than the religious factor for now.
All right.
That are these people, or will these people respect the interests of every other religious group? Yes.
Okay.
So I think by that, the baggage and the aspect of every concern can be catered for adequately.
Okay, quickly, I have two more questions for you before I leave. You've talked about, you know, competent, and absolutely great. I agree with you. We need competent people, you know, to run the affairs of this country. Are there no competent Northern Christians that the APC or your flag bearer could have picked?
Yes, competence is critical. And like I said earlier, competence is critical, but that's not the only factor. It's a combination of factors. You are competent, you are sellable. You are competent, you are popular. You are competent, you have...
Are there no competent, sellable, competent, popular Northern Christians that Asiwaju Bola Tinubu could have picked?
Who are grounded politicians within the fold of APC on the echelon of vice presidential regiment?
I'm asking, is there no one?
To you, the choice is not just a choice you make on the street. It is a choice made out of thick and thin analysis.
Okay.
If you have any, throw the name open. And let's see, let's adjourn them.
I'm not a member of the APC. It wouldn't be right for me to, you know, start giving you names. It's your party.
You should know that we have a lot of people, competent, capable, and all of that. We'll pick just one.
Okay. All right, final question before I let you go. A former commissioner under Shettima in Borno State was on TV earlier today. I watched that interview on TVC, and he talked about the fact that one of the reasons Shettima was picked, was the fact that there are many persons in the North who are members of your party that would not vote for your party if, someone that is not a Northern Muslim was actually picked by your candidate. Do you think this was what influenced your party flag bearer's decision?
Well, in all honesty, I am not privy to such. The first decision may be above my pay grade.
Okay.
But let me tell you, the truth is, a lot of stories will come out, and some of them will be...
No, this is not a story. This is a commissioner under Shettima saying that in black and white on TV this morning. So it's not even a story. I heard it myself. That's why I'm asking.
Okay. That probably may be his own leave of defense for the conversation. But I'm sure that I have always followed, who I have studied, is not weak, is not is not that fragile to make such a decision on a thin leaf. The decision is deeper and it runs wider than us. But if that is one of the reasons, oh well, let's see. But the decision has been made and we have a workable team.
All right, Mr. Sherif Adekoya, I want to thank you very well for joining us on the newsroom this evening. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you. So, in the course of the conversation, I made mention of Bishop Kuka. He's one of the few people that I expressed so much for his doggedness about Nigeria. So, no undermining his independence was just for the explanatory part of the conversation.
Yeah. No, I get you. I even talked about, I used his quotes earlier before I even called you on the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. They say time always flies when you're having fun. Hopefully we will, it's not even hopefully, we will continue this conversation because it is one that will definitely dominate the space, the political space, even as we get ahead to the election. Again, sadly, not so much time to talk about the other issue we wanted to talk about, but quickly, we have to do that. Yvonne Ohaifo is actually right here, and of course, I've also got Emmanuel Anwuka in the studio. Guys, in 1 minute or thereabout, the flood, the boat mishap incidents from last week, 19 people lost their lives. Flood has destroyed a lot of people's houses, you know, caused a lot of commotion. Where do we go from here, people?
Well, first for me is that I'm grateful to be alive. I thought it was the Noah's flood. I thought Lagos was going to be swept away by the flood, but thankfully we survived it. And of course, my heart goes out to those that died. Where do we go from here? Well, the government needs to work with the people to do what needs to be done to ensure that, you know, this flooding problem can be nipped in the bud.
Mm. I think for the boat incident that we had last week, it was very unfortunate that we lost 19 persons. One of the incidents we've been saying, they said it was, you know, negligence on the part of the boat rider. The other one, they said it was also the boat driver, the boat captain that, you know, caused the incident. I think it just rests on the hand of the authorities.
We did try to get the Commissioner of Information to actually be on the show. Hopefully next week or even in the course of the week, we'll try and get all of that. Quickly, let me read a few comments just before we wrap up the show. Equating politics to war is dangerous from your speaker, and I get the feeling some sects are quite expendable in this nation. Okay. What did Shettima do as track record as governor? Someone is asking, I should ask him. Unfortunately, my guest has actually left. Okay, you also talked about the fact that Simon is your name, and thank you very much for your comments. Guys, let's keep the conversations going. At Nigeria Info FM is our Twitter handle, and of course, we will talk more there. 7 o'clock is upon us, and of course, Game On will be up next.
Stay one step ahead with the latest news and trending conversations here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Don't tell people, have you added weight? Why are you losing weight?
Yeah.
Are you eating? No, it's not your business.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.